The latest battle between the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe in North Dakota and the Energy Transfer Partners Pipeline Company takes place today in a courtroom. A judge will consider the tribe's request for a restraining order to temporarily stop pipeline construction on a Native American burial ground. Later this week, the judge is expected to also consider a request for a preliminary injunction against construction of the pipeline under the Missouri River. This follows a scuffle over the weekend between protesters and private security guards hired by Energy Transfer Partners. The company says some protesters wielded knives. Protesters say dogs were sicked on them. Let's get an overview from Amy Sisk of Here and Now contributor Inside Energy. She joins us from the studios of Prairie Public Radio in Bismarck. And Amy, a lot of people followed the battle over the proposed Keystone Pipeline from Canada, which protesters won. They may not know that this battle over the Dakota Access Pipeline is simmering and different.
This is a completely different pipeline. Now, some people here are calling this Keystone 2.0. Basically, the Dakota Access Pipeline would extend from the Bakken oil fields of western North Dakota 1,200 miles to Illinois.
So as we said earlier, the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe filed an emergency motion Sunday for a temporary restraining order to prevent, as they say, further destruction of their sacred sites, but further construction of the pipeline. And then also there's a judge later this week considering a temporary injunction against the construction. But on the other side, the company has sued some of the protesters.
Yes, there's a number of legal battles that are playing out right now. So several weeks ago, there were some arrests made. There were about 24 protesters who were arrested, and as they were protesting at this construction site. And so law enforcement says that some of the protesters weren't complying with their demands and were getting too close to the construction site. And so the pipeline developer actually filed a restraining order against those protesters to keep them out of the construction site.
So some of the arguments here we've heard played out before, as we said with Keystone. The company says these pipelines are safer than railroads and trucks, which can blow up. Also that it will provide jobs to build the pipeline. But we understand that people are coming from all over the country to join with the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. What's the scene there?
Yeah, so there's several camps that have been set up along the edge of the Standing Rock Reservation near where this construction is taking place. And essentially, there's people pulling up, you know, by the busload and setting up camps. So there's teepees that are set up where people are sleeping. There's tents. There's people cooking for, you know, large numbers of protesters that are camping out here. And there's actually a school that's been set up for children.
Are these other tribes coming? Are they activists from other protests? Who are they?
A bit of both. You're seeing a lot of Native Americans from tribes all over the country that are coming to show their solidarity with the Standing Rock tribe here. You're also seeing environmental groups get involved and environmentalists that are choosing to come to the reservation to show support.
Amy Sisk of Inside Energy from the studios of Prairie Public Radio in Bismarck, North Dakota, will keep an eye on this story. Amy, thank you.
Thank you.